ClassicAirChecks.com.
Classic Air Checks.
8:22, he's going to be performing live on the Grammys tonight. Michael Jackson, the Elephant Man in the Mirror.
I'm going to make a change.
I'm handling it.
Get away from the equipment. Get away from the equipment, you geek. Oh, no. Chewy's here live. What, he must have won something last night with Hollywood or whatever. Coach, excuse me. Chewy is here. Hey, Chewy, what is going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm okay, man. What's going on with you?
We've got a free concert for you this weekend, you know, after the L.A. Marathon. Uh-huh. And Richard Marx is going to be there. It's at the finish line after the marathon. You do love Richard Marx.
On Sunday, man, that's the guy that does that song, Endless Summer Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Wiseman, we got to come out there, right?
Hey, Wiseman, stay away.
Hey, Willard, all right.
Hey, babe.
And they're like, well, Willard.
I got to tell you a little something here. Coach.
Yes.
I got the funniest thing happened to me.
I'll bet.
I'm going to tell my story of the day here. Just a second, please.
Well, you have to first be impressed, Willard, with the restraint and composure shown by Angel manager Gene Mock. Reporters tried to prod Mock into spitting back at his former pitching star John Candelaria. You know the Candyman insulted Mock in an interview down at the Yankees camp in Florida. He said Mock's overrated. He said he, for one, is tired of hearing that Gene Mock's a managing genius. Why, Candelaria even said if he'd been managing the Angels last year, the team would have finished 20 games higher in the standings.
The arrogance of it. The ignorance of it.
Well, Gene Mock would not take the reporter's bait. He could have ripped Candelaria a new one, as he said. All he had to do was remind us of Candelaria's two drunk driving arrests, his top secret personal problems, his mountain high and valley low mood swings. But manager Mock passed. You say you want to run in the L.A. Marathon Sunday? Well,
yes,
you can.
Yes. How do we do it?
They are taking registrations at the health, there's a big health convention going on there, and it's involved with that at the L.A. Airport Hilton Hotel right up through Saturday at 6 p.m. Now through Saturday, they're still taking registrations at the L.A. Hilton Hotel, Airport Hotel.
Just a short amount of time, this has become a class marathon. I have a friend in Newport Beach named John O'Neill, mm-hmm. who has a lamp factory. I tell you what, he is a dark horse to do very well in the L.A. Marathon. Look for the name John O'Neill.
And, Rick, the coach is making a sports appearance Saturday morning, and you're going to be thrilled to death, I know, to know that it is not in Long Beach.
No! You are doing it, and it's not in the honorary mayor of Long Beach?
That's right. They can run themselves for a while. The coach will be at the Howard Johnson's Plaza Hotel in Monrovia Saturday morning at 10:45. The Howard Johnson Plaza Hotel, just up the street from Santa Anita, and that's what we're going to talk about. It's right there where the 210 freeway crosses Huntington Drive. It's a racing seminar, and we're going to introduce the new computer handicapping software called CoachCap. Going to use CoachCap to handicap Saturday's card at Santa Anita. Rick, you're welcome to come. You too, Chewy. Saturday morning, you might learn something.
When do I go up?
You can't come Saturday morning.
Hold on, Willard. Would you hold on just a second?
I'm the coach, Charlie Wright, reminding you to keep your eye on Willard.
The helicopter. Hey, Mr. Helicopter, how you doing?
How are you, Willard?
I'm actually circling over Long Beach Airport or Long Beach Harbor right now.
Yeah.
I can see a large crowd near the Queen Mary. They're picking up the large banner that says, Draft Coach Charlie Wright for mayor.
Can you see the crown marks on the headboard in that big royal yacht?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Good deal, bud. I got my special story. I think you better do the traffic because this needs my special steeping, like a fine cup of royal tea.
All right,
buddy.
Let me talk about a traffic accident in Long Beach on the southbound San Diego Freeway right at the Bellflower Boulevard off-ramp. This is Commander Chuck Street for KISS FM.
Commander, brought to you by GTE, a touch of class. Yesterday, we actually made a complaint over the air to GTE. The head of GTE, Coach, gave us a call, and he said, I'll fix it for you.
Immediate response.
Whatever it is, I'm going to fix it for you. Actually, we had Liz. We had it all worked out where she was going to go and follow the royal couple, and we had a special telephone line hooked up, so it sounds like she's right on top of the royal couple. Well, somebody had pulled one of the patch cords, and literally, they put us off the air with Liz. They pulled the plug on us. He apologized. They fixed it for us. They're working today to make sure the line is EQ'd properly. They didn't quite get the EQ right, and he said, I'm sorry, it took more than a day. That is a touch of class, and GTE, thank you so much. Speaking of class with them, they also are sponsoring that Wood Ranch Golf Tournament, the classic from GTE at Wood Ranch next week. We have free tickets from those people to give away. In fact, Pat Nutter is going to be there, one of the world-famous golf teachers of all time. Patrick at the All-Star Golf Center. Where's your place, buddy? All-Star Golf is where?
My place is in Torrance, California.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of Torrance, California.
It's right at the corners of the intersection of the Harbor Freeway and the San Diego Freeway.
Well, Pat, you win the first tickets to the Classic out there at Wood Ranch, all right?
Well, thank you very much, Rick.
Al Geiberger and everybody's going to be there. It's 8:33 right now. We do have a gorgeous day. Finally, sunshine, a high of 70. Right now, 54 degrees at 8:33, 27 till 9 with Michael McDonald. Thirty-seven, 23 minutes until 9 o'clock. And yes, okay, Wiseman, all right. We'll let you go next, but... I don't know what this story is, but Patrick Swayze.
She's like the wind through my tree.
Hey, what are you doing?
You can hear that song on any dang station.
Hey, leave the song.
I mean, who cares about that song now?
It's a good song. Great song.
Being me, forgetting you know. Yeah, I must have heard that damn thing.
All right.
Watch your language. Now, stop it.
Your rhythm's off anyway.
Do you have something to say, Willard?
He's been drinking.
Oh.
I like that microphone you got here, Liz. Hollywood Remington last
night. Hamilton.
Hollywood Remington one.
Hamilton.
All right.
Do you have something to talk about, Willard?
Yes, I did. This little Willard story here. Please guess.
No, let me do this. All right.
Go ahead.
Don't you have a
guess story? The Grammy-nominated superstar, okay? Guess the Grammy-nominated superstar, and we'll get this out of the way. Yeah, who is this?
I feel what I sing, and I create the picture in my mind. And once I am reading the lyric or once I'm hearing the lyric, then the movie runs in my head, and I get into it. I get into the feeling of it and what it's actually saying, and then I interpret it, you know, my way.
I know who that is.
Hey. Who is that? Call 520-102.7 and the 714-977-1027. What are you doing?
Story?
What are you talking about? A little story here about my cousin Bob and his wife, his old lady. Yeah, you love this, Coach.
All right.
Sure. Ready? Now, they went to this masquerade party over there in Buena Park night before last. And they was dressed, both of them, as a cow. Now, he was the front end, and she was the back end of the cow. You got the picture?
The utter end.
Yes. And during the party, they went out for a little walk in the field outside, you know, there in the park. Mm-hmm. And they heard this big bull making loud grunting sounds. And she said, honey, there's a huge bull over there. He's charging at us. What should we do? And he said, well, I'm going to eat some grass. You better brace yourself.
Bernie, put away that newspaper. We're going to be late for the meeting.
8:47, 13 till 9, name the Grammy nominee. Here she is.
I feel what I sing, and I create the picture in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Who is she? Good morning, this is Kiss.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm feeling great, thank you. It's sunny, beautiful. Right now, 55.
Is it Cher?
It is not Cher, but thank you so much. Hello.
Hi. It's Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston is exactly right.
That's great.
What's your name?
I saw her last night on Entertainment Tonight, I believe.
She was on. She's nominated for a Grammy.
She's the best entertainer. I wish I had seen her in some of her concerts.
The category is pop female vocal, also R&B female vocal. She's in New York City tonight, and she's going to be opening the Grammys with a great, great... Oh, it's going to be super.
Oh, we'll be watching.
In fact, we may try to talk to Whitney. She's rehearsing now. We have a call going on to Ken Ehrlich, the director, producer of the Grammys. What do you do?
I'm a housewife and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little girl. She's a year old, and I just love it.
Well, have a great weekend for two of the beautiful Newporter Resort Hotel.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, this place is great. And the Jamboree Cafe Restaurant, they got a great Sunday brunch. Enjoy yourself. 8:48 now, 12 till 9. Here she is. This is the song she'll do live on TV tonight. Yeah. Where do broken hearts go? Whitney Houston, who did her run through about 15 minutes ago and ran right out of Radio City Music Hall. She is out to have a nice day of shopping and then perform that song live on the Grammys tonight. Channel 2, Billy Crystal will be your master of ceremonies. And Billy used to have that little chicken chest. He started working out with a guy named Dan Isaacson. He is so pumped, you will be amazed. You'll think he's on steroids, but Billy... You're not, are you?
No, I'm not, Rick. I found that the times that the use that I did have of them didn't affect me at all. So I feel that they can be beneficial to my...
How are you, Rick?
I'm fine.
What a night it's going to be. It's so amazing. We're just in the beginning of a dress rehearsal here, and already we've had Whitney and Los Lobos, and Michael Jackson's going to be rehearsed. It's just very exciting. It's going to be a phenomenal show.
You do such a great job. Last year was wonderful, and just go out there and let it happen, because you definitely have got so much talent. Are you going to do some more Sammy Davis reading the awards this year?
No, we have a little surprise. You know, I did that last year, so this year we wanted to come up with something different. All I'll just say is it'll be done by someone who's very important to New York.
Have you been allowed to talk to Michael Jackson?
No, you only get to talk to the chimp for a little while. And he's very happy. He said the tour is going very well. Let me put him on here just a second.
Okay, yeah, please.
But otherwise, it's going to be an amazing evening.
Hey, Billy.
I'm standing in the middle of the audience, and Bob Seger and Roy Orbison are just at the microphone.
You know,
to rehearse their presentation.
I want to tell you, too, I want to loosen you up and everything. While you've been away from L.A., someone broke in your house. So have a great time tonight on stage.
No, okay, good.
I'm just kidding.
It's a wealthy neighborhood. They'll probably leave something. Rick, I'm putting back the producer of this show.
Ken Ehrlich.
Okay, good to talk to you.
Have a great time.
Okay.
It's Billy Crystal.
And, hello.
Hey, Ken.
How are you?
What is going to go on tonight, the Grammys?
What's going to go on? I'll tell you. Kicks off with Whitney, and it doesn't stop until the record of the year.
What?
It just keeps going.
What we're going to do is we have the inside track on U2 for record of the year. Is that what they're thinking in New York, too?
Yeah, people are kind of saying that, but I really don't know. I'll tell you, it's real tight. You know, it's hard to say. I think everybody's got a good shot at this one. I think Michael's album is hot, and Whitney certainly had a great year, and you know, it's kind of like, and it makes a better show for us, of course, when things get spread around, so we'll see what happens tonight.
How long does it take you to gear down after this? Because, I mean, everybody's coming up to you. It's a live show, one of the few live shows other than sporting events on TV.
Yeah.
You have to just go out for about a week and let it just hang out?
No, it's funny because tomorrow night we're shooting a segment for my Showtime show, the Coast to Coast show that I do. We're going to the Bottom Line and shooting a piece over there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, when you watch these camera shots and everything and handled so well tonight, it's Ken Ehrlich. And, Ken, thank you for allowing us to talk to you.
Oh, Rick, thanks for letting us talk to you. We're anxious to get back there, but we've had fun here.
Well, it was the Shrine Auditorium last year. Now it's Radio City Music Hall, the Grammys, tonight. Check them out. We got a lot of people performing, so it'll be a good show. Channel 2. 8:56 right now. Liz, how are you?
I'm doing real good, as a matter of fact. And anybody who's been away from Los Angeles for any time at all is probably going to be real glad to get back, because we're going to have one of those absolutely picture-perfect days as far as the weather goes.
I'm the coach, Charlie Wright, reminding you to keep your eye on the ball.
9 o'clock, KISS FM. KISS FM and AM Los Angeles. It's 9 o'clock with Phil Collins.
Live from Hollywood, it's The Morning Show! Starring Rick Dees!
904-904 right here.
Liz Fulton!
It's so big!
Coach Charlie Wright!
join me in that marathon Sunday.
Commander Chuck Street.
I've got a complete traffic report coming right up.
Call Paul Joseph.
Candid Phone is next.
With the Not Ready for the Morning Show players, Willard Wiseman.
I just wanted to say that.
Bernie Shelley. Sean Penn.
Yes, yes,
yes. Chewy from La Puente.
Órale, pues.
Tinkwa. And Dr. Science.
He knows more than you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Dees.
It's 9:05 now. If you have a Best of Candid Phone request, one of your favorites will do it. Call me 520-102.7 and the 714-977-1027. It's Belinda Carlisle.
Presented with no static at all from airchecks.com. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.